brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a Year Talk radio station. Good morning, Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's got, of course, on the spot with Linda Baugh, or she would tonight, except for we're going to be running a Simpson basketball game, the girls team out tonight. And, Nate Alberea is going to be bringing you that show starting around, 5:15 tonight. But it is 7:07 in the morning, and I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, because it's Thursday.
Good morning.
My favorite
I love Thursday morning.
I love you being here, you know? People like to listen to us bantering.
Well, that's good. That's good, because we always got a lot to say.
Well, that's true. Well, I tell you what, let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's happening in the market, Susan?
Good morning, Carl and Trish. I almost said Linda, but Trish, you're there.
Trish is here. Yeah.
Good morning.
Right now, the major averages are modestly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 16,487. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1840. The NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 4,175. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Ford positive 41 cents at 1595. Bank of America down a dime, trading at 1668. United Continental at $4.11 at 4511. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 38 cents at 82.91. Pacific Gas and Electric positive 16 cents at 39.96. AT&T down 14 cents at $34.10. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.97%. And for commodities, gold is down a dime at $12.25.40 an ounce, and silver is off 2 pennies at $19.51. Crude oil down 2 cents at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. And why? Because they give you absolutely fabulous advice on what to do with investments, what's happening in the stock market. Give them a call. At 53, you've turned me off. Am I still on? Okay, 530-243-7561. 243-7561. And our Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, and today we must be having weather.
Well, it is. It's 39 degrees in downtown Reading. We have a 30% chance of showers with a high near 59 today. Better chance of rain, I think, by the weekend, maybe on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a low around 43 tonight. High tomorrow, around 62, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of rain on Friday, possible chance on Saturday, but still not good. We need some precipitation.
We need rain.
The weather, snow, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm friends. You can reach them at 365-3793. They have, they're locally owned and operated and give veterans and senior discounts.
That's right. Hey, today, of course, and Trish and I'll be here at 8 o'clock. Chief Rob Pelletti will be here to, kind of start off the year with, what we're looking at for, law enforcement in River City here. But we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back after these messages.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:12 in the morning, and I am joined by Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. There isn't a better place in the area to get that coffee than Espresso Joe's. Great prices. The baristas make all types of great coffees for everybody. Cappuccinos, espressos, mochas, and all that. And when it's 39 degrees, you need to have a little something warm in your belly. Of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. I haven't seen one of these before, but I'm going to try and get some of the participants here. Don't worry about it. I'll get that. It's a forum on guns and their place in society is being held on Saturday, January the 25th at the Pilgrim Congressional Church on Foothill Boulevard in Redding. It begins at 12:30. Bruce Ross, the editorial page editor of the Record Searchlight, will moderate. Bruce being a a very proactive Second Amendment kind of guy. Panelists will include Patrick Jones, a member of the Redding City Council and the owner of a gun store. Kind of. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewert of the county's Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
Sounds like to me that Patrick Jones is about, sorry, and the sheriff got a hard way to go.
Well, you know what? But it's 2-2. And, the public is invited to the forum, which is being sponsored by the group Shasta County Citizens for Democracy and the Shasta Tehama Trinity County Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Questions would be taken from the audience. For more information, email shastademocracy@gmail.com or call Chris at 530-242-0309. We're going to talk about this a lot. We're going to try and get Ms. Wilcox on the show and probably Donnell Ewert. And talk
and
about
Donnell Ewert. He's the public health officer.
Okay. And he may have been on already, but getting back on about something like this. I think this could be extremely interesting.
Talk about unemployment insurance.
Okay, let's talk about unemployment insurance. What about it?
Well, what's the difference between unemployment insurance after 3 years and welfare?
Hmm.
I mean, come on.
I'm not sure.
It saves jobs. It creates employment. If we continue to give unemployment insurance after how long is it now they're getting unemployment insurance?
Well, it was going up to 3 years for some people. But
So when does it stop being unemployment insurance, and when does it stop being a reason not to look for another job?
Well, that's what they're saying, is that, of course, the Obama administration and others are saying that, if you cut out this money, that means there's less money that goes into the economy, which is going to hit the economy.
No, you put the money into creating jobs.
Well, I understand that point, and I'm just giving you the Obama side of it, is that if you pull this money out of the economy, it'll hurt the economy, all these billions and billions of dollars. On the other hand, that we can't find people to work in jobs, and why is that?
Well, there's all this, because they're all on unemployment. They're all getting enough money to have color TVs, drive their cars, and sit around and go golfing and do what? Why in the world would they want a job?
They would rather create a dependency program than to acknowledge the government is the reason jobs are leaving en masse. This is according to Twain.
But here's what irritates me, is they throw this out there. Where are the Republicans with my argument?
Seven of them went over and voted with the Dems.
Exactly. And instead of, even in the House, instead of making the argument, no, we don't do it, they're so afraid they're going to offend somebody, they're just trying to make sure we figure out a way to pay for it. Not a one of them will stand up and say, no, we need to stop it. You can't have unemployment insurance forever. I remember 100 years ago, I was on unemployment at one point, and I think it was for like 26 weeks.
I think that's what they do. If it goes for 26 weeks, which is...
And you had to go in every week and prove that you
months,
had looked
right?
for a job, and that you had, you know, where had you been applying for a job, and you had to fill out a new form, and, I mean, you had to jump through a ton of hoops.
Well, you know what, here's the thing is if the jobs are out there, and I've got, you know what, maybe they're not exactly the job that you're trained for. Maybe it's not the highest paying job. Maybe it's not the job that, that you would really want, but it's a job that brings money into the family and brings, you know what? And for me, that would bring pride to the job, you know, the man who has or woman who has a job. There's pride in working and earning that money instead of just having it handed to you.
Work ethic.
Well, but if, you know, the jobs are out there, when I talk to people, they tell me they have a tough time. Businesses have a tough time getting people to come in. You know, and the restaurant business, and let's face it, it's entry level work, but it's, you know, but they're making, you know, $9 an hour, but at least they're making money. Okay, yes, it can be supplemented. Then it's supplemented with, you know, stamps or, whatever they call it now and other things. But just to continue to give more money than a person would make starting off as a secretary or a personal assistant or in some cases a school teacher, there's something wrong there.
I guess I get so frustrated when they have this news conference and they all stand up there and it isn't even, I mean, it's just they're lies. I can't think of another way to say it, because they talk about it creates jobs and it's good for the economy and they just say whatever they think the people want to hear. Nobody even asked them a question about, well, wouldn't it be better if they went out and actually got a real job and put that money back into the economy? That's what would replace that money that's been lost. But nobody even asked those questions. And the Republicans, they don't even ask the question. They just sit there and say, well, if we're going to extend it, then we have to figure out a way to pay for it. And so they try to pass some other thing to do that. We need some balance. We need somebody back there to call them when they just out and out lie.
Well, you know what? They're too busy back there.
Drinking the Kool-Aid and ready to get reelected.
I still haven't figured, you know, even though they've introduced something, because they made such a huge, huge mistake when they voted on this budget and they cut the veterans benefits. I mean,
yeah.
What were you possibly thinking of to balance your damn budget based on veterans when you've got so many other low-hanging fruit if you had the, cojones to use it? We're going to take a break here. Trish Clark is here. And I said earlier, Trish, anything get in your ire? She goes, no, I think your thing's pretty good. And here we go. That just got it started. And people are commenting right now in the chat room. So, make them work. You know, if they go back to working with a low paying job, then they can, you know, then they can, get the, you know, the tax credit and all these other things
exactly.
too. You know what?
There's all kinds of ways.
If they're working, I've got no problem with helping people that are working and they're working a job doesn't give them enough money to meet it. That's different than somebody that just sits there because they can make more money than they would if they were out working. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here today with you. And gosh, let me see. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Reading Crown Motors. You know, it's your local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership, along, of course, Honda and Nissan. And they make great deals for everybody. You know, the beginning of the year, you can get that car, get a great deal on a car, truck, SUV, new or previously owned. They have them, and their service department is just outstanding, Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or go see them at 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them. 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading Crown Motors. I have some tickets here, and I'll be giving these away for the next few days. It's to the Riverfront Playhouse on January the 22nd. It's a comedy directed by Keith Overbay called Two Across, a comedy of crosswords and romance, and it's going to be at the Riverfront Playhouse. And, you know, they always really have great shows down there. And these things are usually the tickets are usually $22 a piece, and I'm going to give away two of them to the first person that calls, 605-4567. It's for Wednesday, Media Night, January 22nd. There'll be somebody there from KCNR there to represent us. And then why don't you come on down and join us on Wednesday, January 22nd. It's at 7:30, and the first person to call, 605-4567, gets a ticket. Now,
the plays at Riverfront Playhouse are always exceptional.
They are.
Really good.
They are. This may be a little bit too early for people. Nope. Yeah, they're calling. Okay. Okay. The transgender law. Let's talk a little bit about transgender. I know that'll get you going.
Yeah.
Okay. They have enough signatures on the petition.
Okay.
They did the spot checks and found that 95% of them, 95.6% were right. So now they're going to go on to the next step, which is verifying the signatures. And then once that's done, they're going to be able to be on the initiative.
On the ballot, so they get to vote on this.
And when that happens, when they've done that, it stops all of the law. The law cannot be put into effect.
Well, and that, you know, that's a really good thing because, this is one of those laws that came out of a back room and got passed before people even had an idea what the impact was going to be. Most importantly, on our school kids in our grade schools and in high schools.
Yeah, I think it will too. And you know, the point is the people, you know, whoever, you know, I talked to the chief of staff of the guy who wrote this thing. And his problem was this. It was simple. The chief of staff says, well, there's a problem out there. I said, well, how big a problem is it? Well, he wouldn't tell me how big a problem it was.
Well, it's not that big.
And I said, well, you gave very little or no guidance on this thing. Well, we believe that the school systems can figure this out. Well, it could take money. It could take a lot of money. You know, if you want to make separate bathrooms, you know, transgender bathrooms and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, we got a caller. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, I heard you talk. I heard you.
My bell a little bit when you're talking about all that stuff in the budget.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things I'm thinking is all the money that we waste on giving away to foreign governments with no strings attached. You know, there's a lot of countries out there when they give foreign aid, they'll say, well, there's strings attached, like you have to buy products and services from, people in our country. And, remember old Pineapple Face and those guys, we just give lots of cash out there and those guys just get rich.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? We're still doing that. Take a look at the amount of money we're giving out in foreign aid to dictators and people that aren't our friends. And yet we want to take money away from veterans. We want to take money away from education. We want to take money away from people that, you know, obviously Americans that deserve it. Because we have to fund illegals that are here.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know what? We've gotten to the point where being politically correct and being, taking care of minority groups that don't even have a legal status here, I don't understand. I mean, you know, no, don't punish them by beating them or doing anything like that, but my gosh.
Put them on a bus and send them home.
Take a look at it like a family. If you have your family, then you have from your nuclear family, then you have your extended family, then you have your, you know, friends, and then you have people that you don't even, you know, that you don't even know. You take care of you take care of your internal family, your nuclear family, then your family, extended family, and then your friends if you can. But when you get out to there, whatever's left is what is, you know, then you can help whatever's left. They're not in the inner circle here.
You see all these protesters out there saying, well, it's our civil right. Well, in order to have civil rights, do you not have to be a citizen of the country where you're claiming civil rights from?
Heavens no. You can even be an attorney in this state and not even be a...
and be a
legal citizen.
You know, here's the thing.
An illegal citizen. Come to my office. I'm going to represent you in your courts and I'm an illegal citizen.
You know, what we should do is when we advertise for a spot down here for a board operator and all this, we should say, must be illegal. You know, I mean, you know, and just see what happens. You know, any of you legal people are veterans. No, we're going to take those illegals because we'll just pay you $5 under the table. You know,
hey,
which by the way is what's happening. So,
I think it's your civil right to be able to operate at 100,000 watts anytime you want to.
That's right. It can. Okay. Hey, Daniel, thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
You bet. I heard, Daniel called in Dan Fagan. yesterday. Dan Fagan, of course, has his show from 3 to 6. And we've got the only live drive time show in the afternoon. And we've gone to 9 hours, of course, of local programming during the day. From, if you figure from 6 till 6 is 12 hours. And we've got local programming for 9 of those. And we have Laura Ingram, who's we like Laura a lot. She's in between from 12 to 3. So we're, you know, we're going in that direction that Linda and I always wanted to go, is to bring in local talent to, you know, to talk, you know, about things that affect people around here.
Well, and you're getting a flavor of not only the things that are around here, but how national. Our local event and the national is coming in as well, and how we feel about the national thing and how they impact us locally. Good stuff going on.
National news, local views. That's the way I look at it. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to. Out in Corning, I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not even sure what that was saying, Bob. I hope I don't get arrested.
No, it was nothing illegal. That was a big hit back in the 90s from the Cardigans. I'm kind of mixing it up a little bit.
The Cardigans?
Cardigans, yes.
The Cardigans? Isn't that a sweater?
Possibly. It was also a new age group, or not new age, a new wave group back in the 90s.
Our chat room, Carl Bott and Trish Clark are back. And by the way, this portion of the show, I want to talk about Alliance Heating and Aaron Martin and his people. They're going to be at our house in an hour putting in a new hot water system, on demand. hot water system. I can't wait. Because, frankly, I'm tired of heating water up on the stove when Linda wants to take a bath. I'm not saying ours was an old system, but let me put it this way. When this system was installed, Bob wasn't even a sparkle in his daddy's eyes. So, it's, you know, and right now it's, we see water leaving it on a regular basis. I mean, on the ground. And I'm like, I don't think it's supposed to be doing this. Anyway, Martin came in. They take a look at it. He sends another guy over and he said, we can do it for this much. Do it in a day. And I'm like, oh, yes. Yes. I can't talk enough about that. How much are your heating bills? How much are your electric bills? You've got electric water heaters in this, and you've got to keep that 50 gallon or 35 gallon hot all the time. You get to on demand and just flash heats it and then, you know, it turns off. So you're saving tons of electricity. Anyway, give them a call at 221-2642 because they can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs. And eventually it will get hot again. I'm saying eventually it could get cold. But it could get hot. It's going to get hot. I don't know what it's going to do. But they can take care of whether it's hot or cold, Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. All right. Where were we? Oh, how about this one? The chat room is still in this thing about people getting, why don't people work? One of our writers in here said, look, my husband, you know, and lost a business after 17 years, but we had saved our money and we were able to make it through, but working hard, taking jobs, and now they're back up again, but it wasn't easy. It's not easy to do that.
But you have to have the desire to do it. And what's happened is I remember when I was little, in order to earn your 25-cent allowance, you had chores. You had to do to earn that. And we started, you know, our kids in the previous generations, we established a work ethic among our children so that they understood that if you did something, you got paid for it. And then when we had paper routes and we mowed lawns and we babysat, we did all kinds of things to earn our extra spending money. And so you grew up knowing that if you wanted something or you wanted something better than what your parents could provide or more, you had to go out and earn for it. So it was an expected thing that you went to school to get a job, to earn a living, to do the things you want. We've got a whole generation out there that hasn't had to do chores as they've grown up, who they're on unemployment, they're on welfare, they're on school aid, they go to college forever, they get out, then they continue to go to school, the government continues to pay for it. We've created a whole society that doesn't know what it is to take care of themselves. And we've got an administration who is bound and determined that if there's anybody else out there left with a work ethic, they're going to destroy it.
Well, I think that we need to, I think it's time that people really take a good look about what we're talking about. And yes, it's tough that people have been working, looking for jobs. But after 6 months, we've got to start funneling that down. You know, instead of just extending it, then once you keep extending it like that, it just makes it harder. Look at the unemployment rate. Maybe we need to really look at the unemployment rate. And when it says, oh gosh, we're at 7.4 or whatever, you know, fantasy they're having right now in the sense that, oh, it's 8%. Well, it's whatever it is. It's not 8%. It's double that.
Well,
because
of
it doesn't count the people that have dropped out. It doesn't count the people that are unemployed. Let's talk about if we looked at the true unemployment rate, maybe the impetus would be is then to get businesses going and to rouse businesses to give them tax breaks so they hire people. We're in the process of hiring people right now just at our level.
Well, and that's exactly the point. We've got this mindset there's a mindset trying to be created that the only person that can solve this unemployment problem is the government. And that's where we're wrong. The government, in fact, is not going to solve this, nor should they. Government's job is to get out of the way and let the entrepreneur, the business person, the private people create the jobs that put people to work. We can't employ them all in the government.
No, and we shouldn't employ them in the government.
And we shouldn't employ them all in the government.
But if the last thing is that they can't get jobs, then we need to say, okay, fine, instead of giving this money, this much money, then we're going to do it at $9 an hour, and you're going to go out and do things for our community.
Yes, if you're going to, in fact, if you can't draw money from the government,
guess what?
Clean the roadways.
Here's the job. And what's the other one? Democrats are saying that people should, if they're going to be taking any type of subsidies from the government, Let's give them drug tests. Let's go to the phones. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say part of the problem is the government completely. There's so much corruption and abuse going on within the bureaucratic establishment that anybody that tries to start a business is immediately attacked by bureaucrats who don't even follow the rules anymore. It's not about are you complying, it's are you going to submit to whatever the bureaucrats say. And I wanted to point out a couple of things. One, they just started imposing background checks on the vast majority of jobs in 2006 and 2007. Guess who controls that? The government.
Of course.
The agencies are completely corrupt. They don't want you to work. They want you to be dependent, so when the thing comes crashing down, you'll beg the system to be the answer. They don't want jobs. I mean, try starting a business. You're immediately attacked. You have to shell out big bucks to the state. I'm an electrician. I can tell you that my name is on many buildings in Shasta County. I can't find work as an electrician. I'm working as a laborer now because the state has required so many licensing garbage that most of the contractors I've worked for have decided that they would rather move to Mexico than continue to fund a bunch of criminals in the government. Taxes and all that stuff comes from economic activity. You can't have economic activity when the bureaucratic establishment is doing everything possible to prevent that.
I take a look at it like this. We got to take a break. This is a good call, and we appreciate it, Matt. Here's the thing that I'm looking at is many people in these decision-making areas who make these little, who have to enforce these little regulations, all of a sudden, never been in business, have never written a check, who have never, they've come up through government, and they've had a job in government, and having a job in government doesn't mean you're a bad person. Job in government means that you're serving your community, but it also means probably you don't have experience in having to write checks for workers' comp or make payrolls or go without on these things because you get paid every 2 weeks. And so when you're trying to start a business and somebody's coming down and constantly adding more layers of bureaucracy and more restrictions and, oh, this is probably a good idea. You know, this is not a way to let businesses thrive.
I'll go back and say it one more time. Every time I've ran for office, the question was always, how are you going to create jobs? My answer always was, I'm going to be part of the government. I don't create jobs. I get out of the way of the private entrepreneurs and allow them to create the jobs. And government needs to just step back and let them work.
Okay. Hey, Mac.
Can I interject there real quick and then I'll get off the thing?
Sure.
Part of the problem is the bureaucratic establishment has looted all the money for the services that they already have promised. Now that's why they want to raise taxes on everything. The issue is you can't make a business function when every other day you're dealing with a bureaucrat with their hand out saying, pay us this money or we're going to destroy you.
You're absolutely right, Mac.
You got it
right down.
Okay, Mac. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we've got other people on the line, and we'll be coming back to them in just a minute.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. a new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here at KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Oh, that was part of that, right?
Oh, yes, it was.
I guess it was part. It sounded like it was a bad, bad.
That was part of the intro. It was like tuning through a radio.
Okay, that was cool.
Hence the theme.
Oh, cool. I like that. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're back, and we've got
Dave.
I think Dave. Dave, you're on the line. You have something announcement for the Legion.
Yeah, that's correct, Carl. For a personal note, what you're saying and what you're talking about is a. I think you got it right, which some of our politicians would believe, but that's my own opinion. But
your opinion counts.
197 down in Yuba Street, off by the post office, put on this Saturday. And what we're doing is a fundraiser for the programs we do for the community, and that's has to do with Boy State, which is a good civics program. We also supply stuffed animals for the Redding Police Department for children that are in distress. And what, Exotic Farms, which is another program we support for children who are distressed that they take care of. So it's a community thing, and it goes from 6 to 9 this Saturday down in the Memorial Hall, and it's $10 for a spaghetti fee. We have other things going on at the same time.
Okay. All right, so that's this Saturday, and what time does it start?
It starts at 6 p.m., and it ends at 9.
Okay.
There are some, raffle prizes or whatever. They don't have raffles anymore.
No, you can't have raffles, but you can have opportunities to win things.
Well, it's it's a play on words, but I think we do give them a ticket so that they can possibly put it in a drawing. So it's like a door prize or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, that has to do with...
another law from the bureaucracy.
Right. Another law.
They want to be sure that we're not getting any money at our nonprofit level and we're not raising money locally. They want to be sure any money that's raised goes through them.
Oh, yeah. It's their way.
Well, a lot of us, our funds, well, all of us are volunteers. We don't take anything for what we're doing. And some of the programs we do also programs for the veterans. We have supported veterans. So, it's a fundraiser which we try to put back into the community. One of the problems, and sometime I'm going to have to come on the air and explain some of the programs that these organizations do.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thanks so much for calling in, Dave.
Community, but we don't actually go out and tell people.
Yeah, well, people need to know that. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Carl. You have a good day.
Thank you. He brings up a really good point about the raffle thing. Are you aware that there is a law that as an organization, if you are going to, there's a form you must fill out and send into this office, I've forgotten the name of it, every time you're going to hold a raffle, you need to fill out this form, you need to call them, and you need to send out this form and fill it out and send it back to them before you can hold your raffle.
Well, again, we're back into control. And as we said, you know what, we're slowly being herded into that big shoot in the sky.
I called them when we first came out with this information. It also says right on that sheet that came out that 50-50 raffles are illegal in the state of California.
What do they call now then?
Well, I don't know, but they're illegal in the state of California. But I called her about the raffle because, you know, as most of you know, I run the senior center down in Anderson. And we raffle off, I mean, if you stand still long enough, we'll raffle you off.
I know.
We do little raffles all the time.
I had a great time with those two 90-year-olds.
But I'm just saying, you know, we do cookie raffles, we do baked goods raffles, we do all kinds of things. So I called this office down there and I said, are you really serious? You want me to let you know about each one of these raffles? Big thing. And she said, well, perhaps you could just kind of think over for a month in advance and figure out what you might be raffling and then fill the forms out and send them in.
Do you have to send in money with it?
No. It's just to let them know what you're raffling off, what your anticipated revenue is.
And I just, of course,
know that every nonprofit and every organization out there are filling out these raffle forms for this new office that was created a few years back. This has been 4 or 5 years ago.
Another bureaucracy office where we can spend $500,000 a year.
Exactly.
That we don't need.
Employ some people down there to watch us raffle off cookies at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
You know what?
It makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's working, but they're getting such a good retirement. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Hey, I want to talk about in this last segment before we start leave out is we have some people in town here, Chad Nielsen and many others, who fought valiantly in the Battle of Fallujah back in 2004. I mean, it was the worst urban combat that Marines had faced, or the, you know, anybody had faced since the Battle of Way City during Vietnam, and that was a, you know, fight to fight, house to house, street to street fight that was as bad as anything we've ever been in. And so it was announced yesterday that the flags of Al-Qaeda are flying over Fallujah and Ramadi. And I want to talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Whip it. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It has nothing to do with you, though, Trish. Whip it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition down on Locust Street. You know what? When you start talking, health foods, natural food supplements, you've got to talk about Orchard Nutrition. They are the only ones, really, that I would recommend. The North State's nutrition experts, Joe and his people down there, are so good. Not only that, but they have classes on health and diet, you know, all these things. And, of course, are the home there, are one of the first, you know, sponsors of Natural Foods for Amazing Foods for Life, which is the gluten-free, company that is our selections of food, muffins and buns and pastry type things that you can make with, it's gluten free for your family. Orchard Nutrition has got natural foods, organic foods, raw milk, you name it, they have it. A great selection of everything. Head on down to 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square shopping center, or give them a call at 244-9141. We heartily endorse Orchard Nutrition. Yesterday there was announcements that the Al-Qaeda flag is flying over Fallujah in Iraq, out in Al-Anbar province, and over Ramadi. Both of these cities were taken after horrendous fighting. It started when, if you remember, the four contractors from Blackwater that were literally, you know, they were ambushed, butchered, burnt, and hung up to dry on a bridge. And the people were dancing around and laughing and just having a great time with them. The Marines went in there early and smacked them, and then they pulled back out. They were ordered out, and then they went back in again in November, December, and took the city street by street, house by house. And it wasn't just the Marines, of course. They had the Army. He had a Brit unit there. Of the Black Watch, you had also Iraqi troops fighting through there, but they took the city after, you know, a horrendous fighting and wiped out the Al-Qaeda, the insurgents in there, forced them out. The ones that were forced out were then caught. And then, of course, the battle was on for the rest of Iraq. And, as you know, it was a success. We won that war. We won the people's hearts and minds, believe it or not, while we were there. And then when we were pulling out after we had been successful, the Obama administration managed somehow to pull defeat out of the jaws of victory, thereby not getting a SOFA agreement signed. And so we just pulled everybody out. And now they've had, you know, it's just been a general escalation of fighting, bombings, civil strife in there. And so now, Fallujah and Ramadi have been retaken.
So after all of the loss of American life and other of our allies, and we read or we heard constantly while Bush was the president that everything from what time of day the sun rose was his fault, and now we have, after all of this loss of life, we have a country who is back right where we rescued it from. And where are the people saying this is Obama's fault?
Good job, Hillary. Good job, Barack.
Yeah, your Secretary of State.
Yeah, John Kerry says, you know what, we're willing to help you with everything except people. Well, thank God for that. You know what? But give them a couple minutes. Wait till things really turn bad this year when it comes to Obamacare and everything else. Oh, what can we do? Well, let's just commit troops. Oh, that's after we've already pulled all the money from them and they have the training and no equipment.
And that's assuming that we still have any troops left to commit with the cutbacks in the military.
I tell you what.
I'm wondering if we're going to have enough to even protect ourselves, let alone help out anybody else.
Well, what do you mean? You mean guard the borders?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Anyway.
No, I don't know. I guess I don't understand why the Republicans are not making issues of some of these things.
Well,
they've all gone deaf mute back there.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm beginning to believe that Republicans and Democrats,
they're all alike.
They feed out of the same trough. You know, they feed out of the same trough.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages with Chief Rob Poletti, who feeds out of a completely different group. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Chicago-based outplacement firm says announced job cuts fell to the lowest level of the year in December as U.S.-based employers reported plans to reduce payrolls by 30,623.
It certainly makes for a much better holiday season when you see job cuts decline to this low of a level. Companies weren't saying to people just before the holiday, we're going to cut your jobs.
That's John Challenger, Challenger Gray in Christmas. The group says that December marked the lowest job cut month during all of 2013 for U.S. employers and the lowest since 2000 when there were 17,241 planned job cuts recorded. His allies and critics wondering how much damage may have been done to the political fortunes of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie now that his administration appears to have closed highway lanes in order to get political retribution against a mayor. Christie has issued a statement saying he was, quote, outraged and deeply saddened by the conduct which may have involved a top aide. President Obama continues a series of meetings about NSA surveillance programs.
The president's been meeting this week with privacy advocates and intelligence officials, among others, as he nears a final decision on changes to the government's controversial surveillance methods.
He's at that stage still where he's listening and discussing with a variety of stakeholders these issues.
Spokesman Jay Carney says the president meets today with a handful of lawmakers and will announce his decision before the State of the Union address at the end of the month.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Fewer Americans were headed to the unemployment office in the latest report. The number of people seeking benefits last week fell by 15,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 330,000. Slow going so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones E-Industrial Average off by 67 points. The S&P 500 down about 20. This is SRN News.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith or call 888-314-0040. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now, so call 888-314-0040.
An inquest jury has largely vindicated London police over the fatal shooting that set off a wave of rioting across England more than 2 years ago. Mark Rowley of Britain's Metropolitan Police spoke to Britain Sky News.
He picked up a weapon from Kevin Henderson Foster, the man who's now in prison for supplying it. He'd taken it with him in the taxi. He got out of the taxi with it as he was being confronted by armed officers. He threw the weapon and then he was shot. And they came to the conclusion that those split-second decisions the officers made were reasonable.
The jury found that officers acted lawfully when they shot 29-year-old gang member Mark Duggan. People living near the rebuilt World Trade Center going to court today to try to show that the New York Police Department went too far with security in their neighborhood. They've sued the police, the city, and the agency that runs a trade center, complaining that the guard booths, gates, fencing, and checkpoints will be like a fortress that would pin them into their own neighborhood. This is SRN News. Some scientists are saying this week's cold weather freeze may have some advantages.
Those scientists say the extreme cold may help raise low water in the Great Lakes, protect shorelines and wetlands from erosion, kill insect pests, and slow the migration of invasive species. Even agriculture can benefit. Although cold weather is generally no friend to crops, some of southern Florida's citrus fruits can use a perfectly timed cool down, which they were getting as midweek temperatures hovered around freezing. A good cold snap lowers the acidity in oranges and increases sugar content and sweetens the fruit, said Frankie Hall, policy director for the Florida Farm Bureau Federation. It's almost been a blessing. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Airlines are on the largest jet buying spree in the history of aviation. They've ordered more than 8,200 new planes the past 5 years. The decision to buy new planes being driven by high fuel costs, low interest rates, and financing that's allowing smaller airlines to purchase new planes. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Tonight we have, by the way, Simpsons girls basketball starting a little bit early tonight. So on the spot, Melinda Bott won't be here, and part of Dan Fagan's show will be preempted. And so we're continuing our sports program throughout
local
the year.
Kids
local
sports.
This place at Simpson University, we're going to have Reading Christian. We're going to have a number of other basketball games because we're going to continue to be your sports station, your local sports station on the weekends too. Of course, Trish Clark is here with me, and 8:06 in the morning, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Big, and good discussions going on in the chat room today. Thanks, everybody. And let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What's it look like out there?
Well, stocks have reversed course now, and they're in territory. Excuse me. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 68 points at 16,395. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1832, and the NASDAQ composite is down 19 points at 4,145. Active stocks today, Macy's up $3.94 at $55.78. Delta Airlines up $1.07, trading at $30.87. Johnson & Johnson positive 11 cents at $94.27. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 73 cents at $27.96. North Valley Bank is flat and trading at $18.83. Bank of Commerce up 9 cents at $6.39. For commodities, gold is down 30 cents an ounce at $12.25.20. Silver off 8 cents at $19.45. Crude oil down 18 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo advisor on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. And listening to Susan and Chris and Kathy and Kathleen, ask all of them down there, Steve and Josh, all of the ones down there, they are just outstanding at what they do and able to give you great advice on investments, what's happening on Wall Street, the stocks. Where should you put your money? Where should you move your money to? What decisions, should you make? All of it from Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by their offices down on Park Marina Drive.
It is 38 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of around 59. It's mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain, low tonight around 43. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 62. And on Friday, a 20% chance of rain. Rain likely on Saturday, and we're hoping that does come true, because we surely need some rain in this area. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. You can reach them at 365-3793. They are locally owned and operated, and they give senior and veteran discounts.
Hey, how'd you sleep After how you been sleeping here?
I've been sleeping really, really good, and I actually have changed the number on my sleep number bed to 45.
45. What was it before?
Well, 55.
Oh, so
but I've been doing
a lot
of yard work and outside,
huh?
and so it feels a little nicer if you get that number down a little bit to ease the bones.
Well, my sleep number is 35, which tells you where I'm at. I'm just a little sissy boy, but I like it. And you know, you've been doing this for a long time, though. We started like 6 months
years
ago,
yeah,
and it's been
great. I've had my bed for a long time.
20 years. Well, you know, that's the best thing. You know, they're made in America. And they're guaranteed, and they take really good care of you. And right now you can at the Sleep Number store, you can get a Sleep Number bed for just $6.99, a queen mattress. And you think about that, you know, a queen mattress for $6.99 is a great deal, especially when you figure that the Sleep Number bed has been clinically proven to improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. And the only thing I can say is it works for me. The exclusive dual air technology, which lets Linda sleep at a 45 and me at a 35, means is that we don't have, you don't have to, I don't know what it is. You know, you compromise so much in your life. You don't have to compromise when you're in bed sleeping. And she comes over, she goes, well, that's pretty nice. And then she'll change hers. Anyway, right now at Sleep Number, it's the lowest prices of the season. You can save up to $800 on our newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon, though. So you need to go on down to the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Over there back behind McDonald's, it's like you're walking into an Apple store. I mean, it's technology. There are people there that know exactly how to help you, and they are more than glad to help you. So Sleep Number, we like them. It works. Chief Rob Paletti's here.
Good morning.
You look, you know, you've been getting a good night's sleep here lately?
I've been on vacation for two weeks. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm energized.
Rested, ready to go.
What's that like? You have to explain that to me. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, before we get into our, to the police and, you know, for this year, and because it looks like front page, we're going to release another 4,000 or more. I want to talk to you because you are a combat veteran also. You are in the, the reserves, and that you've just been given another, a big assignment here, for your, you know, in your capacity as a commander. I want to talk to you about Fallujah and Ramadi here for a minute when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM. For On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda Registry.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I really like that song. Is that Taxi? What is that?
No, that is one of my favorites, Bonnie Raitt, Love in the Nick of Time.
Oh, okay. Really like it. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we're here today on the 9th of January, 2014, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani over there at 2539 Larkspur Lane has got ammo. At least he did a couple days ago. You might want to run down and check. But not only does he have ammo, he has a certified gunsmith, and he is one of the best around, probably in California. And yeah, lower receivers, they've got a number of guns they have down there, and they have some great sales going on. Also, you can order and they will have them brought in, but anything you want, reloading, the guns themselves, holsters, optics, they've got it. Bastiani Arms, again, at 2539 Larkspur Lane. Give them a call at 222-8222. All right. Chief Rob Paletti's here, Reading Police Chief. And Chief Paletti, before we get into police and what's going to happen this year and what you think is going to happen this year, I was just talking about the Al-Qaeda flags flying over Ramadi and Fallujah again. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously.
Because you fought there before.
Yeah.
You've been there.
I've been there, and you know, we lost MPs, you know, when I was there, over there, trying to give those people an opportunity to have democracy and to have a good future. And obviously, you know, you have two diametrically opposed, you know, agendas there. You know, we complain a lot about Republicans and Democrats, but, you know, that's mild compared to the, what they've got going there. At least they're not shooting each other in Congress.
You know what?
So
don't get me started.
But, you know, I mean, as somebody who served in that conflict, I mean, I don't look at it as you know, something that...
This was not a military defeat. We won that war.
We did what we were supposed to do, and we gave them an opportunity, and now it's theirs to either grasp or not. And so, you know, I've read a couple reports on it, and I've watched it on the news, and this is kind of, I guess, for them to figure out.
Lost politically. It was lost politically. And it's the only thing I can say is that we lost a lot of good people. And when we say lost, we lost people not just to death, but, you know, loss of limbs, loss of eyesight, loss of ability to function in society. We lost a lot of people, and to handle it the way we did politically is, frankly, a crime, in my opinion.
Well, and lay it where it is. I mean, put it on the president's administration.
It's Obama.
Obama and his policies and his Secretary of State.
His lack of expertise in anything back then when they did this, when they let that one go. I mean, it's just, I mean, and so when you think about it, I think about how hard it was. I think about driving through Ramadi. I think about talking with the governor about taking over the province there while we're talking to him, 50 caliber machine guns are hammering over our heads in a fight from across the street in hand grenade throwing range. I think about that. I think about all the work that people did to bring that back, building the soccer fields, the coalition we had with the people of Al-Anbar province. And I look at it today and I think, you know, this could have been handled better. So, or maybe it's just that you've got two people of the same religion.
Yeah.
That will never, ever get along until one of them eradicates the other.
Well, you know, the thing that I look at is my country called me. I did my duty.
Yeah.
And I'm satisfied with that. So what they do with it now, I guess, is,
honorable service.
They're up to them, but,
our people answered the call.
We did. And some of them answered it a lot heavier than others. And those are the ones that we keep in our hearts every day.
Yeah. I'm having lunch with a couple of those young Marines, one wounded in the Battle of Fallujah today. And, I can't wait to, get back together with them again today. Let's just clear the plate here. Take a quick break. Come back. 4,000, maybe more, getting out of the,
No, they're being sent out of state.
Okay,
California.
Those are being sent out of state, but let me just say this then, is because the numbers have to come down though, right? By that 4,000, it means you can't put 4,000 in.
No.
That means so that's
one in, one out. One in, one out.
That's
one
right.
In,
so you've taken 4,000 out to bring the numbers down. It doesn't mean we can put 4,000 in.
No, but you know, you still have quite a number that are in the California Department of Corrections and on a daily basis people
being released.
You hit the end of their sentences and other things. So, you know, this is an experiment in criminal justice. We're still seeing how it's gonna go.
Well, okay. And we'll take a break here because I also want to talk a little bit about San Quentin when I was there. Doing a little hard time there with my ponios. I'll be right back. Or we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Everyone bites the dust. I haven't played this for a while.
Welcome back. We have KCNR 1460. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. A lot of people in our chat room here, and we like that at KCNR1460.com. Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti is our guest today. And we talked a little bit about Iraq and Fallujah and Ramadi, and we're past that. We mentioned as we were going out for the break, 4,000 inmates to be sent to other prisons, not to be released back onto the streets. But what that really means, though, is those 4,000 can be moved. That doesn't mean we can just automatically put 4,000 in there, though.
No. And the thing with Assembly Bill 109 is still outlining what is prisonable and what is not. So that has not changed. This is an attempt for the state to meet the mandates of the three-judge panel.
And it
doesn't change.
It may not make it.
Yeah, it's not going to change who gets to go to prison and who doesn't. So we're still going to struggle with the same issues that we have for the last couple of years as far as lack of jail bed space. The sheriff has been working on,
getting that new jail.
Getting that new 64-bed, rehabilitation focused facility and,
I'm sorry. I'm just taking a deep breath. Well, you know what? The rehabilitation facility. And I thought, but I was just down to San Quentin. We're getting ready to have a show, here soon in the next week. And I'll bring in, a retired, guard supervisor from San Quentin and then, hopefully one of the men that went there with me. But one of the things your assistant warden said is the big change is all these rehabilitation programs that have started and they've got 98 rehabilitation programs going at San Quentin and over 3,000 volunteers that are working on these things. Anything from, GEDs to college credits to yoga. When they said yoga, all the guards kind of looked down on the ground anyway. But their big emphasis now is getting as many people into these rehabilitation programs, which then the more that they get into, the better chance they have of being paroled later on.
Well, we see this shift about every 10 to 15 years in criminal justice where we go from lock them all up to let them all go to rehabilitation. And this pendulum kind of swings back and forth.
I was going to say, I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, this pendulum swings now because of, number one, economics. It's expensive to imprison people. Number two, it's the three-judge panel and the lawsuits that have been filed against the state of California Department of Corrections. So, we're gonna be in this for a while. And, if you're gonna let them go, then at least you gotta try to do something to help them rehabilitate themselves and do something. The chief, probation officer of, I believe it's Placer County that spoke at the Community Corrections Partnership, I think outlined it perfectly in what their responsibility is the supervisors of that group is where our job is to give them an opportunity to correct their lives. But our job is also to enforce them when they refuse not to. And that's that philosophy that needs to be in corrections and rehabilitation is that yes, we're going to give you every opportunity available that you may not have been given because of unfortunate circumstances in your life. But if you don't want to take that road, then there's got to be some accountability. And the accountability is the hard part with prison realignment because we have no accountability in being able to incarcerate them if they don't abide by the programs and do the right things. So we're still going to be struggle there for a little bit, and I don't see that change. Even if the sheriff gets all the money for the jail, you're talking about a 4 to 5 year project to build the jail. So, we've tried to do some things in bringing publicity to it. We're up to 54 now arrested on Shasta's Most Wanted, which I think is, most of those have come from citizen tips and people turning them in. So, I think that's had a positive effect on at least trying to bring down the failure to appear rate. But again, the failure to appear rate is a symptom of the overriding problem of lack of jail space.
And there's nothing because everybody's hands are tied on how you can even do that. You can't even make an overflow area for them because it's got to meet all these specific requirements.
It's very expensive in the state of California to build a correctional facility. I know there's a lot of people here that want us to go to, Sheriff Joe's, tent city, but the California Code of Regulations just does not allow that in the state of California.
Okay. So Chief, if we take these 4,000 people out of the system in the state of California and send them to other jails, whose laws do they live under while they're in those courts?
They live in those states, is my understanding. I talked to a kid a few weeks ago that swore to me he would never commit another crime because he spent his 3 years in Mississippi and he did not want to go back to prison in Mississippi.
The point I'm trying to make. So wouldn't it behoove the state of California, because of this overcrowding, clear down to the local level, if we were to really concentrate on making contracts with Mississippi and Arizona and some of these other and
Louisiana.
And Louisiana.
Problem is, it's not cheap.
It's cheaper than putting them in every time you turn around and living under the rules they have to live to incarcerate them in the state of California.
It's $30,000 per inmate to send them out.
What does it cost to keep them here?
Per year.
Well, and if you look, and that $30,000 doesn't usually include the medical care that comes with it.
Okay,
and
that's what it just.
And that's what the two lawsuits in California, Coleman and Pallotta, had nothing to do with prison population. They had to do with medical care and mental health facilities for the inmates. California has more mental health workers per capita per inmate than any other state in the nation, but we're the ones going through this. So the California Department of Corrections was doing things, you know, the best that they could with the budget that they had and the resources that they had. The problem is we just, they didn't build enough capacity, for the criminal population that we have here.
But let's be real. The conditions that the prisoners live under are better than most of our citizens live under.
No, not during the crowded conditions. When, I mean, you had guys four high in bunks in the Department of Corrections. So it was getting way overcrowded.
Just down in San Quentin, and they've dumped they've had as high as 6,000 inmates in there. At 4,000, their living conditions are, well, we're going to talk about, they're austere, but the bottom line is
they committed a crime.
They committed a crime. That's true.
And, it's not supposed to be like living at the hit Ritz.
Well, it's not like living at the Ritz.
No. The United States Constitution also says that punishment can't be cruel and unusual. And when you have, you know, 1,000 people in a gym that's made it out of a basketball court and they're stacked four high, you know, the judges thought that was cruel and unusual. And that's what the whole crux of this is.
Well, you know what? We got to take a break here. But when just talking about the medical, San Quentin has a $300 million plus new hospital down there. And during our show here in the next week or so, we're going to talk about that, about are we getting our money's worth out of that? Anyway, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. It's Trish Clark and myself, and we're going to come back and I want to talk about this year what we're looking at crime, because seems like we're in the top 10% of everything in the state and or the nation, you know, like car thefts, how we've risen on that. But I know that you have your, you know, we talk about statistics, and I want to hear what you say about it, Rob.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, it's Thursday, and Trish Clark is here. So it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
There you go.
I always like that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC Tim, Logan, they give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And Man's Last Stronghold. I mean, you can catch up on any all your reading there. You know, whether it's, you know, home builders, popular mechanics, guns and ammo, you know, things like that. And there's always, you're not going to find Oprah or Dr. Phil on the TV. Great place. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And one of the things we talked about during the break was, car theft and burglaries and things like this. And you had some really interesting thoughts on this.
Well, right now, if you look at overall crime for this year through November, and I actually just sent a text to my staff to send me those stats so I can give you exact numbers, because I came back from vacation yesterday and looked them over and signed them and sent them off to the state. And I don't want to misquote, but roundabout, we're down about 14% over last year.
For
overall.
Crime in general.
Crime in general.
So, yeah, violent crime is down across the board, with the exception of robberies. We're up about 7 cases over last year. So it's holding. I mean, if you look at percentages can be a little misleading. So I always try to talk in percentages and round numbers. They're up about 7-8 cases. Burglaries are down about 30%, which is about 100 less than we had the year before.
And this is bothersome to you, though.
Well, it's concerning in the fact that anecdotally, when I talk to people, it does not sound like burglaries are down. But yet the statistics show they're down. Larceny is down. The only property crime that's up is motor vehicle theft is up about 7%. So one of two things happen when crime rates go down and percentages go down. Crime actually went down, which is what we want, or people aren't reporting the crimes that are taking place.
Which you don't want.
Which I don't want. And that's where my concern is that, you know, I have a model in my mind of the customer service that I want to be able to deliver as a police chief. But I'm afraid that with our current staffing levels, we're not able to deliver that. And when people have to wait 3 to 4 hours to get a police officer to do a cold burglary investigation, one that's been completed, nobody's in danger, the property's gone, and they're just sitting and waiting for us to get there so that they can clean their house up, get the window repaired, and do all of that. And it takes us 3 to 4 hours to get there based on the demand on the department and the number of officers that we have. People stop reporting. They just get tired of it. Or they go to our online reporting system and they report it as a theft, a misdemeanor theft rather than a felony burglary. That grossly concerns me. And what I want to do is look at, you know, why can't we report if a person chooses to, why can't they report a felony burglary online? I mean, we try to keep the online reporting as misdemeanors, because if somebody breaks into your house and you're a victim of a crime, quite frankly, when you call the police, you deserve to see a Redding police officer. The fact of the matter is, with the current call load that's coming in, I anticipate by the time we get end of year stats, we'll be at about 95,000 calls for service this year, whereas 2 years ago we were at 83,000.
How many
so,
this year?
Probably about 93 to 95,000 calls for service. So that's about 10,000 calls for service over what we had in 2011.
And no new officers.
With no staffing level change.
Well, see, now let's talk about that. This time, you know, it's getting down to the short hairs here. And this whole thing is about, we don't have any community service officers. We got 3. Used to have, what, 12, 17?
We used to have 14.
14 is community service officers. And by the way, Officer Knuckles was always my favorite. but the point is that if you've got people out there doing police work, and because you've got something going down, a community service officer is not going to go to that type of altercation. They're going to come to my house and check out the fact I've had a burglary or
right.
Something like that's happened. So in reality, and you don't pay them as much as police officers.
No, they're significantly cheaper.
And so what you've got is it's a savings.
Less expensive, I should say.
Yeah, it's less expensive. It's not
better trade of words.
It's never cheap government. The government's never cheap, but it is less expensive. So what we've got here is that if you look at it, if you had 10
community service officers, it would put 10 officers back on the street at a much lower rate.
Absolutely. And
why can't the city council and the city staff see this?
Well, you know, and one of the things that I do when I look at the budget typically in budgeting, you know, you look at what is your median? What is your average person? What do they make? And that's how you budget. I don't like to do that. I like to budget at top step because eventually they're going to get there. And if you budget at median and say I hire 10 CSOs next year and with a stroke of luck, we'll call it that. And, we budget them out at, you know, total compensation of $70,000 with medical and retirement and everything else. And then they all stay for 20 years. Well, now I'm over budget because, you know, a top step one makes, you know, 100,000. I'm pulling round numbers off the top of my head. So, you're talking about, if you look at top step, you're talking about $1 million a year for 10 CSOs. But on top of that, we also need more officers because there's also crimes out there and more suspects out there with prison realignment and everything else is coming out. So we really, you know, kind of need a mix
who makes the decision about where you're, does the city council give you X number of dollars and you determine what you do with that, or does the city council make the determination about the staffing?
The city council makes a determination about the staffing levels that I have. And you know, they've been very supportive of the operational needs and the recommendations that I make. And quite frankly, you know, I would have preferred to wait on a building and get the staffing. But the building is so bad that we can't. I mean, we had a sewer problem again yesterday, and this morning I've got raw sewage in the
entire. The time has come for the police
department. I can't do it anymore. You know, the joke's not funny anymore. And so, you know, we have to go forward with the building, and that's great. But come sniff the police department. It doesn't smell good.
I was wondering what that was.
but you know, eventually we're going to need the point where we're going to have to start talking about staffing levels and getting those up to where we can deliver services.
Here's what I look at like this. And there's a person here, you know, I talked to people, I had dinner or lunch yesterday with a very informative, lady on things that are happening in the world of safety for women. And rape is a huge problem too. A lot of that's not reported, but one of the things we both agree on and many other people agree on is community safety is one of the primary directives of government. Community safety, public safety, that's number one. Number two is infrastructure. Anything after that needs to find its way. But, you know, and the fact is that because of AB 109, it has had a huge effect on our community. And whether you like it or not, it's, oh, well, you know, it's just some burglaries. But no, you have been violated when somebody comes in your house. Your car's taken and all this. People on the, that are having their lives changed drastically because you don't have enough people here. And it's not, I know how you feel. I know how your officers feel. But we don't have enough people to protect the streets, and the city council ought to get off their butts and find somebody for you.
Well,
and
the
we
bottom,
have to take a break.
After you. Okay, and the bottom line is, if you don't have a safe community, if you do not have the police force in effect to give you a safe community, doesn't matter how many other amenities you can't go to a library, you can't go to a park if it isn't safe to be on the street.
And the last thing before we take the break, and then Rob, you can have the rest of the show, is that when people look at a place to move to, what do? They come up and they take a look at the paper online, and not that the Record Searchlight would have all the great news out there, but they also are looking at crime stats or looking at a lot of things there, and they're saying, do I want to move my company there? Do I want to move my family there if it's not safe? We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and we have Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti here with us, and we've got somebody on the line. Terry, good morning. Do you have comments
morning,
for the chief?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
I was going to say, do you have something for the chief?
I do. Yeah, you know, it's got to be really difficult for you guys. I think you're right. I think crime is probably up and not down. People don't report stuff. I know for a fact some businesses don't even report things that happen anymore, because they virtually can't get a police officer there. No fault of yours whatsoever. Your guys are stretched thin. Carl, you're right. We need to have more community officers. And I know, Chief, that's something you've wanted from the beginning, that and upgrading your technology. You know, but we have people like our city manager, assistant city manager, and deputy city manager. Between the three of them with benefits, they make $1 million a year. I mean, if we could take some of the money in some of these other departments, and I don't think anything is as important as our police and fire, is there any hope at all that you might get some of those community officers to help you guys? And I really want to thank you again for the job you're doing. And I want to also say that you're right on. Community officers, technology, that would just help you guys so much.
Well, the technology,
thanks,
the technology piece, we're working right now. We have, when the state, the California Police Chiefs Association lobbied the governor and said, hey, you know, all this money that's come from the state to the counties for to combat AB 109 or prison realignment has gone to the counties. But yet it's having a huge impact on the cities as well. So the governor allocated $20 million in the state budget to be spread throughout municipal cities throughout the state. And then he added $4 million of that for counties that have contract cities. So, you know, there are like the sheriff is the police department in Shasta Lake City. So you can't ignore the contract cities, because the money that the sheriff got to improve the jail is still just for the jail and not, you know, for those municipal cities as well. Shasta County got a chunk of that money. And I talked to the sheriff and the chief of Anderson. We have an integrated public safety system. So our records management, just like our dispatch, is an integrated system. And it's the same old, ineffective system for all three agencies. So what we're going to do, we split the cost between the three agencies of that records management system, 45-45-10, because Anderson's much smaller than the sheriff and Redding Police. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the cost of that new technology and that new software system, and we're going through right now. We've looked at the vendors. We've looked at what it costs to upgrade the system. One of the things in talking to other chiefs, they said get – a consultant that is a specialist in this type of stuff, because otherwise, you know, you, in the end, you're going to regret it if you don't pay that money for a specialist to help you through that, because our IT people are generalists. So right now, today, we're probably going to approve the request for proposal for the consultant. Once we select a consultant, we'll go out for requests for proposals for that computer system. So what we're going to do is take the cost, and I've talked to all the vendors and told them, I'm not purchasing your software. I don't have $2 million to hand you today. We are going to lease your software over a 5 to 7 year period. And the ones that say, well, we don't lease software, I said, well, then you're not listening to your customer. We're not going to do business with you. We're going to lease your software, and here's about what I got. So if you go over that, understand that the chance of you getting this contract isn't it. This is what I have and this is what I need. Either bid to that or don't. And it looks like we're going to be able to have that state money that is now probably going to last for, you know, continuing forward and may even grow. And it will almost completely fund the upgrade in our computer system. And that, to me, is a great use of money to do, to deal with prison realignment, because we'll actually be able to track crimes that are taking place in the community much better and track offenders.
Well, you know, the other thing too, when you get into software, I mean, I know this is like a joint intelligence center that we're looking at, is everything feeds in and you've got somebody looking at it that can say, look, I'm seeing trends that are going this way, and it's all electronically done so that you can push your officers over to certain areas at certain times.
It does me no good to have an officer patrolling up and down Cypress if the crime's on Hilltop.
And the fact is, we have near real-time capabilities. I mean, we have it in the military, and people, oh, that's the military. But we could do that kind
it's not
of
that,
reporting.
It's expensive, but it's not that expensive.
It is not rocket science. We can do that.
And it's important that we have all of the agencies operating off the same system so they can talk to one another. We've gone through some real interesting scenarios in Shasta
County.
Bigger even
than that. Because if you upgrade to a Windows-based system, instead of the Cobalt AS400, you know, 1980s technology that we're under that now, we can not only share information between myself, the sheriff, and Anderson, but we can share it with Red Bluff, Tehama County, Yreka, Siskiyou County, you know.
Not only that, but we can tie our drones into it at the same time so you can have...
I do not have drones.
So you can show that.
Let me be clear about that. I do not have drones.
Those drones that operate at night can have put on those...
Those things on the light posts are not...
No.
And those cameras you stick up can be, you know... But here's... Okay, past that. You know, but here's what we're talking about is a joint center like you could have there. You can call it whatever you want, but what it does is everything feeds into there. It is not that difficult. It is not rocket science, but once it happens and you have people there, it will take the place of several officers in the sense of, instead of, like
efficiency.
You said, it's much more efficient.
They get on-time information when they need it.
We need to take a break here, but here's one of the things I like. If community service officers could be privatized, because all they're doing is taking notes, right? They're going in and taking notes. Take a break here. When you come back, tell me why that won't work. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Chief Rob Plutty is our guest, and we're fighting crime right here in River City.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, sports fans. Nate Abarea here. It is basketball season in the North State, and KCNR 1460 is hitting the hardwood this week with 3 straight days of radio basketball for your listening pleasure. Thursday, it's the Simpson University Redhawks hosting Menlo College. Women's action starts at 5 o'clock, men at 7 o'clock, live right here on KCNR. Friday, it's the high-flying Patriots of Liberty Christian High School heading out to Palo Cedro to take on the Reading Christian Lions. Tune in at 7 o'clock for that one on Friday night. And Saturday, we are back at Simpson University with the Redhawks hosting UC Merced. Coverage will start at 6 o'clock with the women's game, and the men will tip off at 8:30. It's all going down this week on the North State's radio home for local basketball, the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR, 1460.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, loose stones, opals. The only watch repairman in Reading is in Four Winds Jewelry, a direct line and conduit for diamonds out of Israel. And Leonard and his associates, and I can't say enough about their estate jewelry. They're experts in opals. I mean, tell you about their estate jewelry, though. They have great opportunities there, and Leonard has got a selection like you can't believe. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. I guarantee you that you will be astounded at everything that's down there. Remember, Valentine's Day is coming quick. Our guest is, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. And we're talking about privatization and, you know, maybe anything we could do to assist the police department that's legal.
One of the things that we're doing right now is looking, we had a reserve police officer program in Stockton where I came from, and they were volunteers. So we're looking at putting that into play in case there's, you know, the hard part about a reserve police officer program now is the requirements from California Peace Officer Standards of Training for a reserve peace officer have gotten so high that you almost have to go through, you know, you might as well go through the regular police academy because a reserve police academy isn't any shorter. So getting somebody that wants to go through that 6-month academy and then volunteer their time is a little difficult to find. However, there's a lot of young kids that are graduating these academies that are going through lengthy hiring processes that may want to come in and work and volunteer their time, if nothing more than to put a second officer in the car as a cover officer during those times. I mean, we've got over the last year, we have filed double the law enforcement officer killed or assaulted reports that we did last year. The methamphetamine and the violence level towards the police is going up. Maybe that would prevent us from having some of the injuries that we've had this year where the officers are fighting with people by themselves and getting injured. But we can also, you know, when you talk about bringing on a community service officer, it's not like I hire you one day and then now all of a sudden you're working. They've got to learn and gain the experience to do they're still doing criminal investigations. They're taking all the traffic accident reports, which are probably the most complex of the things that we do because you're judging skid marks and doing other things. So there's a lot of investment that takes place in getting them trained so that they can deliver that service to the community. So it's not as simple as – plus we have to background them and that takes –
We've got so many retired police around. And let's face it, they're in their 50s, many of them are. They may have a disability, but so what? This is not like chasing somebody down the street or retired sheriffs from retired military that I think are trainable in these kind of things.
Retired military guys I worry about.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta watch those guys.
We got something loose someplace. Let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl, Trish, and Chief. Hey, you may have already answered my question, but I was wondering why isn't there a way we can get some of that Obama money to go with maybe like unemployment or something for some of these kids that are coming back that have been through post and are waiting in line for a job somewhere? Why can't we get them some kind of a on-the-job training and let them double up in a car or, you know, serve as a
as community service officers.
Well,
that's a good question.
And that's part of it. Part of it, though, is if you're going to wear a uniform, you're going to work in my department, I got to do a background on you. And the backgrounds are not cheap in man hours and everything else that we have to do. So there's some limitations on our ability to do that and just taking them out of the academy. There's a lot of them that put themselves through an academy that can't meet the qualifications to be a police officer. They can't pass the psychological.
CHP. Right. The background, the poly, all of that.
Yeah. I just assisted the CHP with their promotional exams over the last 4 days, and the commissioner said that they had about 28,000 applicants in 4 days, and 75% couldn't pass the written exam. So, you've got a limited, I mean, this is a very select group, and we want to be picky as to who we put in a uniform and who we put on the street. But there are ways that we can do some of that stuff. And I've been working very closely, actually, with, South Bay Regional, Police Academy in using veterans money to get young veterans through the police academies and working with the military police school to do that as well.
Hey, Randy, we only got like about 40 seconds left. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay.
Final thoughts, Chief.
Yeah, you got like 10 seconds.
Well, I'm going into my third year here, and this is going to be a big year for us because, you know, we've got the building going, we've got new cars coming in, new technology coming in, and hopefully, you know, over the next year, we've been able to maintain our staffing level, at least at the 98 sworn. So I look forward to this next year, and we'll have the, town hall meeting coming up probably in February where we're going to be able to show what happened last year, talk about the issues, and tell you kind of where we're going this year.
Great. Hey, can I get one of the – okay, what?
I'm just saying, we need another hour, Carl. We just aren't done.
Well, I know. And we're going to be followed by Agenda 21, and he's all fired up about something. Hey, can I get one of those police cars if you replace them up, a police car interceptor with police tires, police shocks, police frame?
Just go buy a Crown Vic. It's all the same.
Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie makes a very public apology before the media.
I come out here today to apologize to the people of New Jersey. I apologize to the people of Fort Lee, and I apologize to the members of the state legislature.
The governor is apologizing after emails and text messages emerged yesterday. They indicate that a top aide and appointee may have conspired to shut down highway lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge in order to get even with the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, for not endorsing Governor Christie. Today, Christie is taking action.
This morning, I've terminated the employment of Bridget Kelly, effective immediately. I terminated her employment because she lied to me.
Governor says he was blindsided by this traffic scandal, and he adds he was embarrassed and humiliated when he learned about it.